Hello everybody, I'm back with another video in the Soul Winning Instructions series. So today I want to talk about preparation for soul winning. Particularly in this video, I want to focus on spiritual preparation. We have to understand that soul winning is a spiritual matter. It's not a secular endeavor. It's not like you just go out and get a job or something. It's not something that an unsaved person can do, right? It's only something that a Christian can do. So it requires spiritual preparation because it's a spiritual work, because it's God working through us, right? So first of all, I want to point out that only the saved can bear fruit, right? Unsaved people can't get other, can't get people saved because they don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't really know the gospel themselves, right? So that's why it's only for Christians. So if you're not sure that you're saved yourself, then watch out the video on my channel called The Bible Way to Heaven, or just look up The Bible Way to Heaven on YouTube and listen how to get saved and believe the gospel and call upon Jesus and get saved, right? And then you can bear fruit, right? But I also want to talk about abiding in the Word of God, prayer and faith in God, right? Trusting God to help you with soul winning, and also being filled with the Spirit. These are all components which are important to be a good soul winner, and you have to be prepared in these ways in order to be a successful soul winner. So first of all, talking about abiding in the Word of God. To bear fruit, one must abide in Christ. And Jesus says this in John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. He says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." So Jesus says in order to bring forth much fruit, you have to abide in him and you have to let him abide in you. Now, what does it mean to abide in Christ? It means to abide in the Word of God, okay? And we see this in some scriptures. I just put the references here for sake of room on the page. But John chapter 8, where Jesus said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," right? So we see that abiding in Jesus is synonymous with abiding or continuing in his words and letting his words continue in you. And then it also says in John 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you," right? We also see this in Psalm chapter 1, where it teaches very clearly that the Christian who meditates on the Word of God will bear fruit. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So if you want to bear fruit in your season, bring forth fruit, if you want everything you do to prosper, which includes soul winning, then the Bible says you have to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate therein day and night. Right, so what does that mean to abide in the Word of God, meditate in the Bible? It means read the Bible, study the Bible, think about the Bible, meditate on it. Let the words of God dwell in your heart, memorize it, right? That is the most important thing for being prepared for soul winning. And this is the case because God will bless you in that way. But also just it just makes common sense, or it's just common sense that if you know more of the Bible, you're going to be a better soul winner because you're going to have more verses to be able to preach to the person, right? So it makes sense in that way also. But also Jesus says that you have to abide in him and let him abide in you in order to bear fruit, right? So that's the most important thing I would say. But these other things are important as well. Prayer, you should never go out soul winning without praying first, right? And you should also pray daily about soul winning, whether you're doing it on that day or not. But you should pray for others to be successful and to be able to get other people saved, right? It says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38, "Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, and he will send forth laborers into his harvest," right? So one thing that you should pray for when it comes to soul winning is that God will raise up more people to do the work, right? Because it's not just a one person thing. It's a team, right? We're all, everybody who's saved should be going out soul winning. As I mentioned before, not everybody is doing that though. So we should pray that God will send forth laborers to help us with that harvest, right? Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, Jesus says, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." So if you want God to help you with soul winning, then you have to have faith in God, right? And pray unto him for it, right? Now, some things that are good to pray about besides, the sending forth laborers in the harvest, but things to pray for when you're about to go soul winning, when you're going to do it yourself, is for people to be home, right? That the people you go to, the houses you go to, people will not have anything going on, that you will be able to find a lot of people to talk to. You can also pray that people will be humble, that something will happen in their life so that they could be humble to receive the gospel. You can pray that distractions will be taken down, both distractions to that person so that they will have the time to talk, but also distractions for yourself as well, because sometimes it's easy when you're going out soul winning, things are going on around you, you can be distracted and not focus on the work that you're supposed to be doing, right? And you should also, lastly, be prayed to be filled with the Spirit of God. And that leads me to the last point for this video about spiritual preparation, is that we should be filled with the Spirit, and that gives us the boldness to be able to preach the Word of God. The Bible makes it clear that it is God that beseeches the sinner by us, right? And so without the Holy Spirit also, we cannot be a successful soul winner. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So Jesus says that these disciples will not have power until the Holy Ghost comes upon them, and then they will be witnesses unto the uttermost part of the earth. And we see an example of this in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, "And when they had prayed," as I mentioned before, you should pray for the Holy Ghost, right? It says, "The place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." So the result of them being filled with the Holy Ghost is that they spake the word of God with boldness. Another thing that I don't have written down here, which is important for being filled with the Holy Ghost, is to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs," in Ephesians chapter 5. So the Bible tells us that if you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, you'll be filled with the Spirit, which again is necessary to preach the word of God with boldness. So another good tip for spiritual preparation, besides reading the Bible and meditating therein, besides praying that God will help you, besides praying that God will fill you with the Spirit, is also before you go soul winning, to sing praises unto God and to worship him, right? If you do that, you will be filled with the Spirit. So these are all very important, because Jesus said, like I showed you earlier, that without me, you can do nothing, right? So without Jesus, you're useless. You can't get somebody saved, right? You need Jesus Christ. You need to abide in his word. You need him to give you the fullness of the Spirit in order to get people saved.